the Lord. All right. If you have your Bibles tonight, and I believe this is a crowd that does, let's run to a familiar passage of Scripture over in Psalm 1. And I will read Psalm 1 down through verse 3, and then I will just share some thoughts from the Word of God tonight. Not necessarily an outline, but some thoughts, and I hope it will encourage you tonight. I want you to get there. Let's all stand. That's Psalm 1 and verse number 1. This is Psalm here, and it's a familiar song. It's been read throughout the ages. It's helped a lot of folks. And I pray it will help us again tonight as a reminder. Look, the Bible says in Psalm 1 and verse 1, the Bible says this: blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But my soul, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate, not every other day, but day and night. And the Bible says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringing forth his fruit in his season, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The Bible says that he meditates day and night in the Word of God. Now I want to talk tonight, on this little thought tonight, happy hour or happy hours. Father, I pray for your help tonight. And God, many of us are very familiar with the term happy hour. But I ask God tonight to help us to realize that we can have more than just a happy hour. We can have some happy hours with an S. And I pray and ask God that as we read the Word, I pray, God, your Holy Spirit would illuminate our minds. I pray, God, you reveal to us some truths that you'd have for us to not only see, but to embrace. Yeah, embrace. Take in. Receive. And then God begins to apply it in our lives, and then watch you give us the Holy Ghost victory, Father, that only you are able to give us. I pray, God, for a fresh anointing and a fresh touch. I pray, God, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. I ask God to help me to preach your word under your power. And with that, God will shout hallelujah. Help that person that's hurting. Help that person that's wounded. Help that person, God, that's about to give up on life. But I pray, God, they find themselves tonight being renewed. I pray, God, they find themselves tonight being rejuvenated. I pray, God, they find themselves being stirred by the power of God. And I pray, God, they leave tonight excited about living, excited about serving Jesus Christ, dying to self, sacrificing self, and watching you do amazing things in our life. And for that, Father, we'll praise you. Then, God, there's one among us, or that's watching right now live streaming, that's not saved, but bought and born again. What a day to receive Jesus, as Lord, Savior, and King. And for that, God, we'll thank you too. And then, oh Lord, if there's anything between us and you that are hearing our prayers, forgive us, cleanse us, and then hear us, help us, and use us for your honor and for your glory. That's it now. For it's in your Son's name we pray. If I left anything out, meet that need too. For it's in Christ's name we do pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Happy hour or happy hours. Amen. We're all familiar with that term. And there's not one person that's living, that's breathing, that doesn't want to have a happy hour. Amen. Or doesn't want to have happiness in their life. Now, the world has a term of happy hour, and happy hour means this. You go down to their church, amen, and then you begin to have some drinks there, and you're expecting to have a happy hour. In the midst of that place, you will have people that will be listening. There will be folks that will be laughing, but then also be folks that will be learning. See what you mean, preacher? They'll be laughing when they get started, amen. They'll be listening to some things as well, but they'll be learning certain things too. Now, what you learn ain't always good. You can learn some bad habits. You can learn to follow some wrong advice. Or you can learn, my dear friends, to do a lot of things that you should not be doing. By the same token, as I thought about that, the world has its happy hour, but the Word has its happy hour, and it's listening, it's laughing, and learning too. We're going to listen to the Word of God. We may laugh and have a good time, but we also learn some things from the Word of God. The difference is this, my dear friends, when the world has a happy hour, that's all it's going to last. That's right. It's about an hour. Amen. Then after that, I mean, you walk in there laughing. You may walk out there with no teeth. Amen. Or you may walk out there in handcuffs. Okay. Or you may walk out of there, my friends, and get in your vehicle and have a car wreck. Or you may walk out of there, my dear friends, with somebody's wife or somebody else's husband. You may walk out of that place, my dear friends, of doing some things that you should not be doing, and that happiness will soon turn to misery. Now, anybody that says that there's no pleasure in sin has not read the Bible. The Bible says that there's pleasure in sin for a season. If there was no pleasure whatsoever, then who in the world would want to do anything that was sinful? So, but the problem is this, that sin has consequences that are attached to it. Now, when you begin to read the Bible says that we can not only have happy hour, but happy hours that don't lead to destruction, but it leads to victory. What the Bible says in verse number 2? The Bible says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." Day and night. But I think about that being 24 hours a day. My friends, you are in the Word of God, and you'll be filled with happiness. And as we'll see in a few moments, and a lot of the great things will take place in your life. But now let's look back at verse number 1. This is the thing about it, my dear friends. If you and I are going to have a happy or have happy hours, here's some things that you and I need to avoid. The Bible said in verse number 1, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Now that word blessed in this verse means happiness. Happiness. What do you mean? Happiness is the man, or happy is the man that walketh not. If you want to be a happy person for 24 hours, or a happy person in your life, the Bible says this person that's happy, this person that's truly blessed, is that man, my dear friends, that does not walk, that does not live or go by the counsel or the advice of the ungodly. But when you go into that place of a happy hour, a lot of advice, the bartender gives you advice. He's the preacher there. He serves, he gives out, and while he's there, the person's on the other side there, and they're pouring their heart out. They got this problem, they got that problem, and he'll be sitting there, and he'll listen to them, he's like the preacher there. He'll listen to them, and he'll give them some advice or certain things that maybe they should do or not do, or he'll say, "Perhaps you need another drink, we should need something a little bit stronger, maybe smoother, but still stronger, to give you put you in a different mindset." What happens, my dear friends, is that when you listen to that advice, or the person that's sitting next to you, you even listen to what they've got to say, they start telling you about their old lady. My wife ain't no old lady, amen. Let me tell you about my old lady, or my old man, because that's usually what happens. See, usually what happens, my friends, is this. When you start to drink, when you start to put these things in your body, then after a while, my friends, you start to talking. Now, what you were trying to escape, you are now talking about. I've been there, done that. Got the t-shirt, the DVD, and everything else, amen. But nonetheless, you start talking about these things and what's going on here, the problems here, the financial problems here, your spousal problems, your kids' problems, your health problems, your problems with your job, and what's going on with your boss. And you start, all this stuff starts coming out. And now, my friends, you start getting advice. But it's not word advice. It's worldly advice. And the Bible says to us, my dear friends, if we want to truly be happy, the Bible says, don't walk in the counsel or the advice of the ungodly or the wicked. Those who are not following the word, the Bible says, don't listen to that advice. Well, child, I'll tell you what I do. He going to sleep. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. What I do, you are, child, you need to do this. No, what does the word say? Amen. You have problems with your job. What does the word say about your job? Not what the world says about your job. What does the word say about your job? I don't know about you, but I want to be happy. I want to be blessed. True happiness and true blessedness. And the Bible says here, my friends, if you and I want to have happy hours, the Bible says, don't listen. Don't walk in the counsel or the advice of the ungodly. Nor, the Bible says, standeth in the way of sinners. That word standeth means to remain. See, first you're walking. Now you've stopped. And listen. Don't listen. As the song says, walk on by. Walk on by. Don't stop, amen. That's an old song, but walk on by. No, I dated myself. But listen, but don't stop. Don't listen. listen to all that chatter. Don't listen to those types of words, because they ain't going to help you, my friends, but they sure will wound you. The Bible says here, though, the person that's going to be happy, he doesn't walk in that vice. He doesn't remain in the way or the role or the course of life of sinners. That word sinners here means the sinful. This must be a preacher. I thought we all were sinners. You know, well, this is the difference. If you are saved, well, we looked at 1 John, you don't practice sin. The Bible tells us that over 1 John. A person that practices sin, well, let's look what it says. I mean, so you don't think I'm just running off at the mouth. Look what the Bible says in 1 John. 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. The Bible says in verse verse number 7. The Bible says in 1 John 3, verse number 7, it says, little children. That word little children also means infants. He talks to these young Christians. He said, listen here. Let no man deceive you. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be caused to be led astray. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Talking about Christ. He that committeth sin is of who? The devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested or appeared that he might destroy, melt, dissolve, break the works, the labors of the devil. Whosoever is born of God, watch it, doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of who? Of God. In this, the children of God are manifest or are known. And the children of the devil, this is how you know the difference. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, that's a present participle, who does not practice righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, when you back up in verse number 9, the Bible says that whosoever is born of God, that means regenerated, born again, does not commit sin or practice sin. We already talked about this. When you are practicing something, my friends, your intent is to get what? Better. Okay? Elena, she plays volleyball when she's not on crutches. Amen. But she plays volleyball. She has practice. They practice, my dear friends, to get better. Why? Because they want to get better. When you are a child of the King, you've been blood-bought and born again, and the Holy Ghost moves on the inside, my dear friends. Hey, those old things that you used to like to do, you don't want to do no more. There's a battle, there's a struggle that goes along, my dear friends. Now, your flesh may want to, but that Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of you says, no, this ain't a good thing, this ain't a bad thing. That's why you have that battle that takes place. But when you ain't blood-bought and born again, there is no battle. What battle is going to be had? But when you have a Holy Ghost on the inside, my friends, there's a battle that takes place that helps you and I to know whether or not we've been blood-bought and born again. Now, the Bible tells us, when you and I go back to Psalm, the Bible tells us that we're going to the lost people, the people that are practicing sin, involved in sin, when we remain in that way, we will not go forward, but we will go backwards. Now watch this. The Bible says this. He don't stand, he don't walk, he don't stand. Now what's going to happen? Nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. The word seat means assembly. You know what it means to sit? You can camp out. First you was walking. You heard what they were saying. You know, then you went from walking, my dear friends. You went from walking, okay? You was walking, they was talking. Then all of a sudden you stop. You started listening. Yeah. Now you're finna sit. Now you know you sit there. You hear all that stuff. Yeah. It's filling your mind up. Right. All that. And you say, you know what? Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You know, yeah. You got a point. Huh? Say that again. What? You can't get your pillow. Let me meditate on this. Let me make this soak in. Let this ponder a little bit in my mind. And next thing you know, you get up, and now you're ready. You finna whoop somebody. Somebody's getting whooped today. Amen. And it might not be the person you're upset with. Just let somebody, I mean, every time I've been so upset and angry, I was just like, man, please, please, just let somebody, anybody, just bump into me. You know, give me a hoodlum, thug, whatever. Just bump up, and then that's all I need. Just don't. And then you know, yeah, this is for what you said. And it's like, I don't even know you. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, what happened to me there? You know, but what happened, my friends, is this. When you and I are listening at the world's happy hour time, what they've got to say, their counsel, their advice, it'll lead not to victory, but to destruction. But now watch this. The word but, verse 2. But his delight, the person that has happy hours. But his delight, his pleasure, his desire is what? In the law of the Lord. Let me ask you. Do you have desire or pleasure in God's law? In other words, the word here, law, means precept, which equals this. Rule of conduct. Rule of behavior. Do you have pleasure in God's conduct list or his behavior words he's given us? This is how you should behave, in other words. This is how you should conduct yourself. Do you love that? He says, love your enemies. Do you desire that? Forgiveness, like the Bible teaches. Do you long for that? A lot of times, my dear friends, instead of us delighting or having pleasure in God's law, my friends, we're pouting. We like kids. Why? Go clean your room. Why? Wash the dishes. Why? Why me? Why? I always got to do it. You got these siblings, you're like, they don't do nothing. Why? 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 Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I asked you to do it. You know, I was asking you so I have to tell you. Now I'm telling you. Wash the dishes. Now, depending on where your status is at and how true you are to your word, they're going to either wash or not. Now, if you're true to your word, then they're going to talk some more. But when you're true to your word, so listen, I said, wash the dishes or you get knocked upside the head. Now, if you keep your word, I know they're gonna come and get me in a little bit, please. But anyhow, but if you like my grandmother, true to her word. She told me, I don't forget it. She said to me, to take out the garbage. And I was giving her a little lip service, you know, under my breath. Problem was, she was sitting in the chair. The garbage was right here. And this is when they had the minimum knee-high bottles, the ones that are 32 ounces. And I happened to bend down there to get the garbage, and I was mumbling something. And next thing I knew, my grandmother grabbed one of my knee-high bottles. Boom! Right upside the head. And I was like, I mean, she'd go to jail today. But man, I was sitting there, and I was dazed. I'm like, you hit me in the head. Don't you be talking back to me. You know, I went to the garbage out. I mean, we had things like that. You know, you remember my grandmother, Mom. I mean, one time I was saying something, and I never know, can't remember what I was saying, but I was saying something, and next thing I knew, she had me jacked up on the wall. And she was choking me. She was trying to kill me. She was choking me. And my mom, bless her heart, my mom had her hands on my grandmother's hands trying to put my, oh, don't kill him, don't kill him. And she said, say you're sorry. And I'm like, quick, listen, how do you say you're sorry when you getting choked? I mean, I can't even breathe. You know, I'm sitting up here, say you're sorry. You know, that's what I was, you know, but we had moments like that. My brother was hard. But nonetheless, I mean, but I knew that she was going to do something if I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Now, my dad, that was a whole other level. Whole other level. I think he may have whipped me maybe twice. Maybe twice. Because it was like this. When he whipped, I don't forget that one time he whipped me. I was about 5 or 6, whatever. And he took me in the room and he locked the door. It was never a good sign. But he locked the door, not so I couldn't get out, so my mama couldn't get in. Because I was in there, and he was tearing me up, and she was, my mama back, Clem, Clem, don't kill him, don't kill him. I'm in there saying to myself, why'd you tell him, why'd you tell him? You know. And then he told me not to cry. I'm like, what? He's tearing me apart. And I was in that new, he let me at the, I'm praying, I guess. He had me out in the praying position. But anyway, bless his heart. But nonetheless, Well, my dad would tell me something. I mean, I wouldn't hardly say much back. I mean, because, I mean, he was right at the thing. But the point of the matter, I don't even have to get on that. I'm getting therapy here. But nonetheless, he says, but here's the life. His desire, here it is in the law, the precepts, the rule of conduct or behavior of the Lord. He loves it. Then the Bible says that in his law, in God's precepts, in his rule of conduct, in his rule of behavior, he does something. He meditates. There it is. Day and night. We're talking about happy hours, my friends. Those who are in God's word day and night. Now, that word night here also means, figuratively, that means even when it's in adversity. When that's adverse times, even then, this person meditates. He has pleasure. He has desire. He's in God's word. And whether it's good, whether it's bad, when the sun's shining, when there is no sun shining, he's still in the word of God. Where are the results? This is what I want to get to. It's verse 3. The Bible says here, and he shall be like a tree planted, transplant. That means to remove and put or plant in another place. When you and I got saved, we were picked up, we were placed into the family of God. But also, my dear friends, when you and I stay in that word of God, he'll pick us up and he'll plant us. He'll drop us by the rivers of water. That channel of water. When you get that water, that's where you're able to drink, my friends. That when you're hot or when you're sweaty, you're able to get something that's cool for your tongue, that cools and refreshes you. The Bible says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth, I like this, that bringeth forth his fruit, his reward in his season, in his time. I think about what Jay said a few moments ago in his prayer request. You know, about he prayed. You know, he wanted to have the right type of job that God wants him to have. He said, well, maybe the Lord's trying to teach him patience. And the thing about it is this. If Jay stays in the word of God day and night, he'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And the Bible says this. And his fruit shall produce in his season, in his time. In God's time, my dear friends, it will come about. Now, watch this. Hang on now. I'm trying to let me say, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Everybody run around. I want to be prosperous. I want to be prosperous. You want to prosper? Get in the word of God. Apply the word of God. And then the Bible says here that you shall be prosperous. Now watch it. That word prosperous means to push forward. It means, my dear friends, to be profitable. In other words, my dear friends, you won't be held back, but my soul, you'll be free to go forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. But you got to stay in the word of God. Meditate day and night. But this is what happens. We get in there. The Lord starts blessing. Then all of a sudden, we're not in it day and night. We're not meditating like we were before. We're pushing forward. And all of a sudden, like we didn't get to stop, we're at a standstill. Matter of fact, we've been moving, but we're like on a treadmill. We ain't going nowhere. We sweating, we burning up stuff. You're like, I'm in the same spot I was in an hour ago. What happened? We stopped meditating. We stopped staying in that word. In that word. And I know Jay, I'm going to use him as an example. But I remember when Jay first came up here, this is successful. He said this in the church. You know, his desire was to be the biggest, the biggest drug dealer. You know, that he could be. I mean, those were his aspirations. But then he got here and the Holy Ghost got a hold of him. And then we went down there to Victory Baptist Church in South Carolina where Larry Brown was at. And next thing I know, and that's when Jay had that, he had that real long hair like, what's his name? What was that guy's name? One of those actors. I can't think of who it was. Who? But, he knows the names. But I'll never forget it. Man, we was down at the church, and next thing I knew, I mean, we're talking about thousands of people. Next thing I knew, I'm videotaping the service, you know, and next thing I knew, there's Jay, standing up. Yeah. With hands up in the air, praising the Lord. Praising God, you know. And I'm like, that's Jay. Jay. You know what I mean? But all these folks died. We were in the front. You know how I sit in the front. And we were up in the front. You had all these folks behind us. And there he was, praising the Lord, you know. And then, of course, he met Roxanne, and they started dating, you know, and they was just going forward. And he'll tell you his own testimony. But then he got off track. Got off track. And then when you get off track, you know, and he'll tell you more about it. He said, but I'm going to pay it lightly for, you know, but he got off track. You know what? Instead of pushing forward, you're going to stand still. And you're not going anywhere. But you know what? A few weeks ago, he said, you know what? That ain't what I want no more. What I want to do is go forward. I quit the job I was at because of things that was happening there. Because I want to go forward. I want to go forward. And this is my difference. If you want to go forward and follow God's word, the enemy is going to do his best to try to hinder you, discourage you in any way that he can. But see, I know this. What? I know the word. As long as he meditates day and night in the word of God, we'll look back a year from now. A year from now, 12 months from now, and we'll see a whole different, even more different Jay than what Jay is right now. And by the way, what happens is this. When he touches Jay, it spreads. It touches the family. It touches all those around us. Listen, my dear friends, when you and I yield ourselves over to God, then God, my dear friends, will not only begin to work on the inside of us, but it begins to touch all the lives around us. And by the way, my dear friends, that can happen for the positive as well as the negative. You know, I mean, if I was to get off track, it would affect some folks. It just would, you know. It's a natural thing. But my dear friends, if we're going forward, we are going to affect people as well. And that's why the Bible says right here, instead of having a happy hour, let's have some happy hours. The Bible says day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And the Bible says that bringing forth his fruit, that's personal, man, his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This is a personal thing, my friends. But even though it's personal, it also, my dear friends, will affect all those who are around us. What are you saying, preacher? I want to have this kind of a happy hour. It's a happy hour that has happy hours. A blessed time. A blessed life. A life filled with victory. You mean not going to have any battles? You notice what I did say, right? Filled with victories. How do you have a victory without a battle? You're going to have battles. So if you think you're going to serve God and not have battles, then you read the wrong book. This ain't none of that stuff you watch on TV and it's like, you know, how to live your life now. I mean, we're talking about you're going to have battles. You're going to have them, my friends. We are not only sons and daughters of God. We are not only his servants, but you read your Bible, we are also soldiers. And if we're going to be soldiers, we need to be prepared for battle. Because battle's going to come. That's why you stay in the word of God. And the Bible says here that you take the word of God. The word of God is what? Some of the S. Sword of the Spirit. Which is the word of God. But if you don't know how to use your... Steve was in the military. And Army, no, what was your?
Army
and Navy. He's about to say, ooh. You go, girl. It's been Army and Navy. But anyhow... Now, I'll tell you what, my dear friends, they have basic training. I'm assuming they showed you how to use your weapons. You know? And you had to pass those tests. Because they don't want nobody out there fighting for our country that don't know how to use his weapon. Because he's Barney Five. He's sitting right there, whoa, you better shot somebody, amen. I like what Larry Brown said, we don't need no Barney Five Christians, amen, hallelujah. We need some Andy. Andy knew how to use his weapon, amen. What are you saying, preacher? I don't know about you, but I want to have happy hours. Yeah. Happy hours. Whether the sun is shining, whether it's nighttime, have happy hours. I got two questions. We're done. First question is this. What do you want? A happy hour or happy hours? Happy hour or happy hours? Number two, have you, this is a question you can answer now. Have you been meditating in the word, on the word? When you're meditating on something, my dear friends, it's on your mind. And when it's on your mind, then at some point, it's going to show in your actions. When somebody says, oh, I stay in the word, but they act like the devil, somebody's lying. I'm just going to be straight about it. Somebody's lying. Because when you stay in the Word, my dear friends, you can't help it. Because this is what's going to come out of you. It's Word things. I mean, you think about this, guys. When you're in the Word, the times you're in the Word, the most of the time you're in here a lot, you know, even your speech, if you ain't careful, you'll be like, you know, and thou will have victory. You know, it's like, thou have that victory. You mean like, you've been in that Bible, amen. I mean, you know, he that shall be. You know, I mean, you be start talking like the Bible's talking, amen. What happened? Because you're in it. But you get out the Bible. Something to the world. You know. Next thing you know, you're talking about the world. Yeah. Yeah. They ain't in the Bible. But you got the Bible, you're like, and they be, everybody be spitting on each other. But you get in the Word, you can have all that kind of stuff happening. Hey, man. What are you saying, preacher? I'm going to have a happy hour, not just happy hour. Here's my last little thought. It's just a thought. Let's ask God to give us a greater desire. Now, I'm using the word us. Let's ask God to give us, myself included, a greater desire for His Word. All of us could have a greater desire for God's Word. And I want a greater desire. I told my wife about that day. I want to have a greater desire for God's Word and God's work and everything else. I want to have a greater desire than what I've had in the past. God can give it to us. How do you know? He said that. And you shall receive. Father, thank you for many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your precious work tonight. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for these scriptures that you've given us, Lord. They remind us of the truth of your Word. And I just pray, God, that there's somebody here tonight that needs to be strengthened by the Word of God tonight. I pray, God, they come and say, well, give me more greater desire for the Word of God than I've had. And not that I don't like the Word, but I don't have that great hunger for it like I have had. I want to have a greater hunger for it, a greater thirst for it. I want to feast on it, but I also want to share with others, too. I pray, God, they come and talk to you for a few moments. Then, God, perhaps there's some folks who want to pray for individuals they love and care for, but they know, God, they're having a happy hour, but not happy hours. In other words, they're following the world's way and not the Word's way. I pray, God, they pray for those individuals. The Bible says to intercede for each other. I pray, God, they come pray and talk to you on behalf of someone else. Then, God, perhaps there's other folks who want to come and just say, thank you, Lord, thank you for giving me that hunger for you that I have today. And I want to have a greater hunger, too, Father. I pray they come. Lord, whatever the needs are, if there's somebody here tonight that's not saved, they know they're not saved, but they want to be saved, just stop the pretense and let me know. And, Father, we'll make steps from there. But just come let me know. Or let someone know that they have confidence in, and we'll go from there. We'll thank you. Lord, help somebody, please. For us in your Son's name we pray. Jesus, amen.